भगवते
वासुदेवाय
वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो
भगवते
वासुदेवाय
वासुदेवाय
पृच्छामि
त्वां धर्म
सम्मूढचेता
शिष्यस्तेहं स्वाधिमां त्वां प्रपन्नम्
दोषो बहतः स्वभावः
कार्पण्यदोषो बहतः स्वभावः
पृच्छामि
त्वां धर्म
सम्मूढचेता निश्चितं ब्रूहितं
मे
शिष्यस्तेहं
प्रपन्नम्
कार्पण्यदोषो अतः स्वभावः न पृच्छामि त्वां धर्म सम्मूढचेताः यश्रेयः स्यात् निश्चितं ब्रूहितन्मे शिष्यस्तेहं शाधिमां त्वां प्रपन्नम् होल सेकेंड चैप्टर यस डू नो वन वर्सन सो यू टू डू दीज थिंग बेंगलोर डू इन बेंगलोर उपेन संस्कार विल बी अरेंज बाय योर पेरेंट्स विल बी फ्री ओके सो डू दीज थिंग्स प्रोमिस आई प्रोमिस वर्ड टू वेस्ट माई टाइम I promise to by heart. Which chapter? This is the second chapter. Remember what you are telling me. You heard it? Yes. Yes. Repeat, sir. Repeat.
God.
अतः स्वभाव शिक्षामि त्वां सम्मूढचेताः शिष्टेऽहं यश्रेयः स्यात् निश्चितं ब्रूहितन्मे शिष्यस्तेहं शाधिमां त्वां प्रपन्नम् When you are repeating, learn. We are repeating so many times. Yes, repeat and we No.
Vrchami Pam Dharma Samura Cheta.
Yachreha. Too many fixed deposit receipts are there. So many fixed deposit receipts. They are coming in between. Forget about FDs. Yes.
If you mom don't tell mom, and tell ma, shadi ma, tvam prapannam, I don't surrender to you. Ma bhaishtra. Where is ma bhaishtra?
Vidhasreshtaha.
That don't be afraid. Ma means don't. Mom means me. This is the difference of Anuswar. It makes a complete distraction. Shadi ma. I don't surrender to you. Do whatever you like. The Yamraj comes. Please be careful to study this thing. Now equivalent, please read. Read equivalent.
Of the miserliness,
by the weakness,
upadaha, being afflicted,
swabhavaha,
characteristics,
prachami,
I am asking,
Tvam,
unto you,
dharma,
religion,
samudaha,
bewildered,
chetaha,
heart,
yet,
what,
Maybe.
Nishchitam.
Confidently.
Ruhi.
Tell.
That.
Me.
Unto me.
Shishyaha.
Disciple.
Te.
Your.
Aham.
I am.
Shadi.
Just instruct.
Mom.
Me.
Tvam.
Unto you,
prapannam,
surrendered.
Translation
by Divan Gisela
Prabhupada.
Now I am
confused
about my duty,
and
have lost all composure,
because of
miserly weakness.
In this condition,
I am asking you,
tell me,
for certain,
what is best for me.
Now I am your disciple.
Please instruct me.
Again.
Now I am confused.
About my duty.
And have lost all composure.
Because of miserly weakness.
In this condition.
I am asking you.
To tell me.
For certain.
What is best for me.
Now I am your disciple.
And a soul surrendered unto you.
Please instruct me.
This is the condition of the inquiry, you know, that we have to be very much humble. Humility is the first requirement. And all the devotees, they are really pervade in these things. You cannot declare your terms to Krishna. You have to request him. To anybody in the world, if you request, the work will be done. If you dictate, they will rebel. They will not do it. His Surdas was a big devotee, Krishna devotee. Couldn't see free at all. He was very much fond of Krishna bhajans. Day and night he was doing the same thing. Our eyes also should be as good as closed for the material things, more than what is needed. You have to use your eyes for your maintenance work. That's it. And eyes must be closed. If you close eyes, then you know that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very great. And we are tiny, really comparing Supreme. We are nothing. So our whole pride is smashed. Unless it is smashed, you cannot approach Krishna. That's the thing, you have to understand. You have to approach the Lord. We must smash our whatever little subtle pride also. Subtle pride also existing. This subtle pride must get rid of these things. This is thus is one bhajan is very good, you know. You understand Hindi, you see? This is beautiful, yeah. Prabhu mero avaguna chitana daru. He praise Krishna. I am full of defects. Don't consider my defects.
Keep the mic. Because everybody can listen, Maharaj.
They will listen, you mean? Don't listen. As if they are not listening. So those who want to listen, they will immediately catch him. He says, Prabhu mero avaguna chitana dharo. Please don't consider my defects. I am full of defects, you see. This is the main thing to understand. That we are all full of, because we have the bodily existence. And bodily existence means definite defects. Those who are defects at least. Committing mistakes, cheating propensity, all our senses are imperfect. Helplessly we are carrying these defects. It's not in our hand to go and get over them. Complete imperfectness is the monopoly we are having. Always imperfect. And we think that I am very perfect. There is false pride. It is known as false pride. False ego. Ego is very good. Ego we must have, that I am the servant of Krishna. That is a nice ego. Spiritual ego. Nobody has this ego. We have false ego, that I am equal to Krishna. I am not equal, I am Krishna. Please, try to understand these devotees. Prabhu mero avaguna chitana daru. Prabhu
mero avaguna chitana daru.
Prabhu mero avaguna chitana daru.
Prabhu mero avaguna chitana daru.
Samadarshi hai.
Samadarshi hai.
Naam tiharo.
Naam tiharo.
Chaho to.
Chaho to.
Paar karo.
Paar karo.
You cannot dictate our terms to him. Please, if you wish, liberate me from this. And as soon as we decide to carry on any devotional service, it is his mercy that we are already liberated. You are sitting here, you are not watching television. That's why you are here. There is the greatest liberation. In this age, these liberations are very important. Liberating from television, liberating for false medicines, doctors. These liberations are first. Then we'll see about liberation. Moksha is here afterwards. But first, these. Then we are very proud to be in Abu Dhabi. We have to liberate from it also. whether we are in Abu Dhabi or India or somewhere else, it's all the same. No pride. This is liberation from this. We are already conditioned. Janmati Jaravadi is there. We have to take birth, die, disease, old age, everything is carrying. That is forced. We cannot get rid of it. But in addition to it, again we condition ourselves. That I only put on trousers. I again condition. I won't put on pyjama or those things. I won't be simple. Crease, you know, first class crease. Iron clothes. You know. Waste of time, waste of energy, money, everything is there. Please try to understand our precarious position and get rid of these things. Only for our maintenance jobs, whatever uniform you have to put, you have to put anyway. Afterwards, be completely simple. These bhaktas, they were not at all proud or they didn't have any artificial needs. What they can, they put on half, anything. Somehow they were going on. But they knew that except the surrender into Krishna, anything else is not needed. So he said that I am yours now, so don't just meditate on my defects. But to Samadarshi, you are a Samadarshi. You are equipoised, you are equal to everybody. So chaho to paara karo. If you wish, please get me out of it. If you don't wish, I'm happy. As it is, I'm very happy. But I'm with you. That is my love, great fortune. Sing. Prabhu mero abhagya. Very, very lovingly, you know. I'm sorry, my voice is not there, but I'm showing you. Prabhu mero, mero, Prabhu mero, avaguna chitana taro. Prabhu mero. समदर्शी है नाम तिहारो चाहो तो पार करो चाहो तो पार करो एक लोहा पूजा में राखत पूजा में एक गर्भधिक परो इज वेरी नाइस लाइन एक लोहा पूजा में राखत सम आयरन इज यूज्ड फॉर वर्शिप एंड द अनदर पीस ऑफ आयरन मे बी लाइंग इन द गोल्डस्मिथ शॉप I am sorry, ironsmith, blacksmith shop. So he's lying somewhere here. Parasva, guna avaguna, nahi janata, kanchana karata karo. Paras doesn't know these differences. Anyway, the Paras touches, the touchstone touches. It is going to convert iron into gold. It doesn't bear anything with the iron was in puja or iron was lying somewhere. This is the Samadarshi. Prabhu mero avaguna chitana taro. And this bhajan particularly is in Bhairav lyric. And this Bhairav is meant for early morning. Very nice. At 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock, please get ready and just go on. and air, fresh air is there. You are not tired, we are fresh. He is also fresh. And in the morning he speaks. Prabhu mere Samadarshi hai naam tiharo chaho to loha puja mera kat
ek loha puja mera
kat ek ghar badik paro
ek ghar badik paro
badik badik means blacksmith ek ghar badik paro
ek ghar badik paro
paras
paras
guna avaguna
guna avaguna
चितन पावत कंचन करत करो फर्स्ट एग्जाम्पल गिव एंड एनी वेयर देयर आयरन पीसेस आर इफ दे आर टच्ड बाय द टच स्टोन दे आर गोइंग टू बी कन्वर्टेड टू आयरन द पारस विल नॉट थिंक दैट ही इज लाइंग इन ब्लैकस्मिथ शॉप ही विल नॉट बी कन्वर्टेड नो दैट मीन्स इन एनी सिचुएशन वी हैव द बर्थ राइट टू बी गेटिंग लिबरेटेड फ्रॉम दिस things. This is the bright species we are in. At the moment, the brightness is there. And this brightness is running out. Time is ticking out. This is Karpanya Dosho Pata Swabha. Completely you have to be Krupana. Very humble near Krishna. Any subtle pride also will just kill you. Proud man cannot learn anything, cannot get anybody's mercy. But if you are humble, you get mercy from everywhere. We don't want to be humble, but we like humble men. We like, if somebody is very obliging, we like it very much. This is nourishing to our pride. So please, don't nourish your pride. You also become very humble. That's it. एक नदिया एक नार कहावत वन इज रिवर एंड अनदर इज नार दैट इज गटर देयर इज अ फ्लो ऑफ ब्यूटिफुल रिवर एंड द गटर जॉइन्स द रिवर एक नदिया एक नार कहावत दो एक बन भयो
दो
एक बन भयो
सुरसरी
नाम परो देयर गटर वॉज नॉट गटर एनी मोर इट इज नोन एज गंगा गटर वॉज नोन नॉट एज नोन एज गंगा बट बिकॉज इट एज द एसोसिएशन the clean water, it was undistinguished. This is how we are completely gutter type. But we don't have any quality. But because I have your association and because you are very excusing, that's why I'm coming to you. And this is the Karpanya Dosho Pata Swabhava Prachami Dvam Dhamma Samudra Cheta. I'm completely confused, he said. That's why I have come to you. Please tell me. This is how we should take out the Sanskrit words with the help of Prabhupada's equivalents, try to understand, go deep into it, and please propagate, increase your devotional service. Our main goal should be to be a devotee of Krishna. Our main goal is not preaching. We want to be devotee. And there are so many doubts and ideas in our mind. Stop us from being duty. So clear your ideas by the help of Prabhupada from Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. Don't leave Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. As I always tell you, whatever you have to spend time in your job, that you have to spend. But apart from that, every second should be invested in this, into this. This is real knowledge. And then we have learned a very good stuff. He says, what is the Atma says? What is
it? Mind is clean.
Mind is clean.
We can do
anything. Is your mind clean? Is it clean? No. Not so much. Still something is there. Keep it, you know. It will be useful to you. In Bangalore it will be useful. This is how, unless we come to the stage of Surdas, it's impossible. And then he was invited by Akbar, you know. He's a very nice devotee. So I was forced him to sing Krishna bhajans. So he's singing. Then he stopped. He said, now stop. Sing my bhajans. If I would have been, I would have somewhere other found out something. But Suvidas was not of that steel. It was different steel. So Suvidas said, please excuse me. In my mind, Krishna is situated. He's full. So for you there is no place here. How can I sing? And then he said, please, today is good that you have invited me and I was able to do bhajan here, but in henceforth, in future, please don't invite me and unnecessarily cause impediment in my bhajans. If I would have been there, oh Lord, I will again come. Again serve you, again this, again that. Our position is very bad. Our goal of existence is not bhakti. Our goals are polluted. So that should not be allowed. That is Vikarpana Dosha. Otherwise Arjuna will not ask him that I am yours and I really am surrendering to you. Prapannam. Unless the prapanna feeling is there, you will not achieve anything. That is the meaning of this word. And translation is very clear. I repeat the translation.
Now I am confused.
Now I am confused.
About my duty.
About my duty.
And have lost all composure.
And have lost all composure.
Because of my selfish weakness.
Because of my selfish weakness.
In this condition,
I
am asking you,
tell me for certain,
what is best for me.
What is best for me?
Now I am your disciple,
as
a soul surrendered unto you.
As a soul surrendered unto you.
Please instruct me.
Please instruct me.
Read the purport.
By nature's own way, the complete system of material activity is the source of perplexity for everyone.
Oh, very nice. Repeat again.
By nature's one own way, okay. The complete system of material activity.
Repeat, now let them repeat.
By nature's own way,
the complete system
of material activities is a source of perplexity
for everyone.
By nature's own way, the complete system
of material activities
is a source of
perplexity
for everyone.
That's why we don't increase the perplexity. We don't increase the material activities. Necessary, whatever necessary, that we are doing. And we are trying very hard, honestly, to increase our prosperity or whatever. And day in and out, day out, we are in direct contact with Krishna through chanting Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam. Prabhupada writes, this is the direct contact to Krishna. So don't miss this contact, please. Whether in the group or all alone, daily you have to get in touch with him. Otherwise we are wasting our time. And unless you have a touch, direct touch, he will look to you. And we know thousands of people. But if somebody rings, then we have his name in mind. That he has rung, so we must ring back. So this is how You ring it, you hear him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare.
He hears. He hears. Absolute. So seeing him or chanting his vibration is non-different. So as soon as you utter these things, he is there. And as soon as he is there, contact is there. These lights are shining, but they are connected to somebody else, to powerhouse. If the connection is cut, it will appear like a light, but there won't be any potency. This is our stage also. If living entities who are completely atheist or non-believers, they also eat, they also drink water, they also have air, everything. But there is no connection. So because there is no connection, there is no potency. And those who are like us connected, they are different potency definitely. And being non-different, these activities, being non-different from the Supreme Absolute Truth, we are also Supreme Absolute in our activities. And these are the activities we carried on. In this way, Arjuna falls at the feet of Krishna Nidhi. Definitely, I am completely confused now. And you are my savior. Please instruct me what is to be done. And then Krishna, within 20 minutes, gives the whole Bhagavad Gita. It's very nicely described from this verse to the end of second chapter, and then third and fourth and etc. This is why Bhagavad Gita should never be forsaken. The young kids should be forced to learn by heart because they don't have any worries at the moment. Once they have to face the material life, I don't know whether they get time or not, or whether their health remains or not. It's a big question. But the material energy day by day is more trying. Our times were very easy. Then your times are not that easy. And I don't know about these people's times. Day by day, difficulties are increasing. Kali Yuga is raging ahead. It's our duty to force them to do these things till they are under your care. Soon they will be getting the GSE or O levels or A levels or whatever, and they will have to go apart or whatever. So till that time, they should make self-sufficient to carry on this activity. There is one boy, he wanted to do MBA, so he went to Bombay, and he didn't find any place to stay. Fortunately, there was one house in Bareilly from Chopardi Rimpur, and it's like ashram they organized. And very minimum charge is there, 2,500 rupees. They get food, prasadam, stay, everything. But the only condition is, everybody must attend Mangalarti. And if they are studying, their standard of study must be very high. They should not drop that. This is some or the other, we have to organize something. Otherwise these boys will be lost once they are away from these connections. So if they are firm, then they will have their own connections. Again they will find out their own kind. That boy has been admitted to that ashram. So he is very happy. Now 15-20 devotees are there. They chant their rounds together. They eat nice simple food or whatever. So this is required. Wherever there is no association, we have to create the association. And not just leave our association. And Prabhupada is always there. So if you don't have any other association, at least Prabhupada's association through his books, we should take. This is a faculty. Very nice sentence. Read again. Read.
By nature's own way,
by nature's own way,
the complete system of material activities, is the source of perplexity for everyone.
Read further.
Next. In every step, there is perplexity.
There is perplexity, yes.
And therefore, it behooves one to approach a bona fide spiritual master who can give one proper guidance for executing the purpose of life.
And this is, please, this spiritual master is a great trouble. You may find out, you may end up with somebody. I don't know really. But even then, there is that verse, you know, Vasudevam Sutam Devam. Viha Jagadguru. Till you find a nice person, just please go on with Jagadguru. And he is Chaitya Guru. Wherever his heart is situated. And whatever activities we do, he is the witness to it. So either sanctions or warns us. So hear his voice and obey him. Even after initiation also, you are left on your own. The guide is not there eternally. You have to find out your own guide. That is the secret of initiation. Don't depend upon anybody. There are directions, but we have Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavata. Whatever they dictate, we follow. That's it. Out of that margin we don't go. That's why we should have firm faith in Chaitya Guru. Paramatma and Atma, both are situated in the heart. So don't go beyond Paramatma till you find, you know, somebody. And if you find, please accept him or her so that your life will be perfect. But don't get discouraged. We have every way, in any situation, you are protected. When everything can go away, but your heart cannot go away. And heart is there. And heart is there means Atma and Paramatma both are there. And Paramatma is a localized aspect of Krishna himself. So his localized expansion is there. Then he can recognize Krishna. And that is Jagadguru. Vasudevam Sutam Devam. Kansa Janvara Madhanam. Again, what activity is also given? Who is his father is given? Vasudeva Sutam. Not other, any other Krishna. Please. Vasudeva Sutam Devam. His activity is Kansa Janvara Madhanam. And Devaki Paramanandam. Such Krishna, Krishna Mande, Jagadguru. Very clear. So we need not be afraid of it. And I am not initiated of this. Till that time I won't chant, you know. No. And Prabhupada said that those who are chanting 16 rounds, those who are following regulated principles, which is our way, it's not beyond our command. We are already following that. And we were not eating meat, fish, meat or eggs. So there was no need of telling that don't eat. As it is, we are not doing. That's our life. Our life was Bhagavad life. So for us, four regular principles, there are not restrictions. Our normal life is like that. So Prabhupada says clearly, those who chant, figuring out, those who are following four regular principles, those who are always with me in the books, they may not be initiated by me, but they are my disciples. And then again he says that those who are initiated by me and if they don't chant, then don't follow regulating principles, then they are not with me, so they are not my disciples. So please, this is a confession. There is no need of worrying at all. The main worry should be that how much spiritual progress sincerely we desire. That is the main thing. Nobody can stop your sincere desire. And as it is, we are spiritual. The material bodies are temporary and full of filth. And that's why it's dukkhalayam. Filth can never give you happiness. And that's why this modern medical system is taking disadvantage of this. That filth is already there. So the defect must be there in the body. Different aches and pains must be there. The bag of stool cannot be happy. We want it to be perfect. Can never be perfect. And we think that I have got money, I get medical help, then I will be perfect. You know, it's a false thing. You can't. You'll be cheated everywhere. And this Atma is, what is that drug's
Ritalin?
Name?
Ritalin.
Ritalin. Ritalin. Some drug they found out. And there was no disease then to whom they can administer. So they are trying to find out the disease. Man, this is lunacy.
Many people I know, attention deficit disorder for children, you know? Anybody heard of attention deficit disorder?
And ADD.
It's very common and fully prescribed in the U.S.
ADD.
So the disease didn't exist until they made the drug.
What is his name? He can't sit silent.
Yeah.
He's suffering.
No, the symptoms are the child can't sit still, he can't pay attention for long periods of time, he's very active.
And the soul is going to be active. Children are going to be active. They cannot force to sit silent. But they have to find out the disease. To use the drug. This is the medical stuff we have. And we are running after them, paying thousands of rupees, every doctor cured me. And man, he doesn't know anything. Sorry, I'm sorry. If there is any doctor, please excuse me. The thing is, what we are doing, thinking, think about it. It's every small ache and pain, this thing. And depend upon Krishna. Baba says that all the difficulties would be vanishing if you follow this Madarshanam. Sarvasriya. What is it? We read Bhagavatam, but we are not following. Every time, in the evening, doctors must be there. Anything you happen, doctor, anything. And how many? There was something coming over the years, some small child in London. A specialist was consulted, and then some small operation was carried on. So that for that operation, and for that 2-3 days hospital or whatever, £10,000 were spent. £10,000 means it's nearly 10 lakhs of rupees for that. It was nothing. It was just gone away. But we didn't have any waiting period. And because we wanted specialists and special hospital and this and that, this is how the money is spent. Just Madarshanam. You see me, you pray for me, and hear about me. That's Sarvasriya. So Sarvasriya doesn't include our health. That's how, please. Try to understand these things. In emergency, we all of us may have to take help. But that's the emergency. Don't always create the emergency. This is, please. This is Bhagavad Gita. It behaves, you know what it is.
It behooves. Therefore it behooves one to approach a bona fide spiritual master.
Where the perplexity is there. Then madness, isn't it? You find out a drug and there is no disease. So you find out a disease. And what disease? Poor children are punished. Now they are going to be active. Am I going to be active at 18? They are going to be active at 10. So it's none of his defect. Well, no. This boy has this ADD. I mean, what ADD? The attention deficit. What is it?
Attention deficit disorder.
Disorder. He is not disorder at all. He is active, that's it. So he is young. He cannot say, no, you are sick. So you go to the doctor, he is suffering from ADD. So what do we do, doctor? This really not.
And then Maharaj, for adults in the US, they put billboards up now that you should be active.
They stop you to be active, and then you put billboard. You are doing. one John, when I was in hospital, when John came walking, John, you have to sleep. John, you have to sleep. He said, I don't want to sleep. I have to walk. No, you're not allowed to walk. And then what did they do? I don't know. This mother sucked out so much blood. John could not move his hand. John, get up, play football. Play football. I mean, when he was ready to walk, he was not allowed to walk. When he was half dead in the bed, he had to play the football. This is not the criticism, it's a fact. In hospitals, you have to struggle to survive. Better struggle without hospital. Yes. Somehow or the other, divert your attention to the spiritual matters. Spiritual cures are best cures. And there is shanti, you know. That's why we repeat three times, you know. Om, shanti, shanti, shanti. It is required. Unless you are peaceful in the morning and evening, you sit for puja or Bhagavad Gita or whatever, the blood circulation will not be normal. So these things are required for the body to survive. And then, if your body is normally in a working condition, you can find out so many living entities as a guru or in a society, whatever. But don't get stuck. You are free. Only follow these things. Attend to these things in a group and you will be elevated without anything. Because Hari Sadhava said tatra yatra bhagavata janaha gayanti bhakti bhavena hare nama. What is different? You just come together, your family may come together and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare
Hare. He said, I was said. And he said, I'm staying there. No, no. He said, forget about it. Hare, we want to see Hari. He said, I don't see it. Unless I see, I would believe, you know. Yeah. Please, try to follow these things and Krishna will be with us. As soon as Krishna is with us, there is nothing wrong. Yes.
All Vedic literatures advise us to approach a bona fide spiritual master to get free from the perplexities of life which happen without our desire. They are like a forest fire that somehow blazes without being said by anyone. Similarly, the world situation is such that the perplexities of life automatically appear without our wanting such confusion.
That's right.
No one wants fire and yet it takes place. And we become perplexed. The Vedic wisdom therefore advises that in order to solve the perplexities of life and to understand the science of the solution, one must approach a spiritual master who is in the disciplic succession. A person with a bona fide spiritual master is supposed to know everything. One should not therefore remain in material perplexities, but should approach a spiritual master. This is the purport of this verse. Who is in the man in material perplexities? It is he who does not understand the problems of life. In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, the perplexed man is described as follows. Yova etat aksharam jagi abhititva hamsan lokat preti sa kripanaka. He is a miserly man who does not solve the problems of life as a human and who thus quits this world like the cats and dogs, without understanding the signs of self-realization. This human form of life is the most valuable asset for the living entity, who can utilize it for solving the problems of life. Therefore, one who does not utilize this opportunity properly is a miser. On the other hand, there is a Brahmana or UE who is intelligent enough to utilize the body to solve all the problems of life. Edat Aksharam Gargi Viditva Amshara Loka Praetisi Brahmana. The Grapanas or the miserly persons waste their time in being overly affectionate for family, society, country, etc. in the material conception of life. One is often attached to family life, namely to wife, children and other members on the basis of skin disease. The Kripana thinks that he is able to protect his family members from death. Or the Kripana thinks that his family or society can save him from the verge of death. Such family attachment can be found even in the lower animals who take care of children also. Being intelligent, Arjuna would understand that his affection for family members and his wish to protect them from death were the causes of his perplexities. Although he could understand that his duty to fight was awaiting him, still on account of miserly weakness, he could not discharge the duties. He is therefore asking Lord Krishna, the Supreme Spiritual Master, to make a definite solution. He offers himself to Krishna as a disciple. He wants to stop friendly talks. Talks between the master and the disciple are serious, and now Arjuna wants to talk very seriously before the recognized spiritual master. Krishna is therefore the original spiritual master of the science of Bhagavad Gita, and Arjuna is the first disciple for understanding the Gita. How Arjuna understands the Bhagavad Gita is stated in the Gita itself, and yet foolish mundane scholars explain that one need not submit to Krishna as a person, but to the unborn within Krishna. There is no difference between Krishna within and without. And one who has no sense of this understanding is the greatest fool in trying to understand Bhagavad Gita.
Should stop here. Have you any questions? One or two questions.
Yeah. Yeah.